00:03, Sunday night. Hilchos Sitzes, Siman Yud. Seif Vav. Okay. Seif Vav. Should have made into two seats. Wouldn't help us, I said. We're doing an Omer today. Okay. Ein Koflin. You have the picture book here. It's always easier with the picture book. Ein Koflin as a talis. Okay, so imagine a talis that is folded over. It's too big, or it's big. He folded it over in half, but he did not sew it. So Ein Koflin as a talis umatilin sitzes. Okay, Yishkoich. Ein Koflin as a talis. I don't know. No, we're not going to pass it around anyway. Maybe we should. Ein Koflin as a talis. Right, you just fold it over, plain and pashut. Umatilin tzitzis al kanofeo kamosha ikfula. You know, if you put tzitzis on the four corners as it's folded over, not connecting the two sides, it's folded over like a V, and you just put the tzitzis here and on top of the V, because that's how you're going to wear it. So you should not do that. I mean, everything makes more sense if you'd learn the Gemara with Rashi and Tosfos and then see the Halacha. Like it's such things are very, very dry when you just learn the Halacha.
It also seems like we're used to buying begadim that are made the right way.
Right.
You just put this on them once. Right. Like, do they used to do it often? They used to hang their scissors often, or was it just like it was something to do on a daily basis? Maybe?
First of all, the Mechaber could be talking about when they're begotten, or four-cornered begotten, so they wrap themselves in. I'm saying, when you just learn it, you know, when you learn the Gemara, you get a better picture of the Halacha. But it's always like that, really. And Kofan, so what's the din here? When you fold it over, you don't put tzitzis as it's folded, because then, when it opens up, look at the Mishnah Berurah, empty poshet, because you didn't sew anything. You just folded it over, and that's how you're using it. So when you open it up, nimtzu hatzitzis b'emtziisa, so the tzitzis won't be on the four corners. Ba'anon tzitzis alakonav b'inon. So that's how the Mechaber passes, like that man diyom in the Gemara. So you can't do that. Abol, the Ramo says, abol tzorach lahatil ba'arba knofel hapshutim. In other words, the Gemara's lashon is the Tanakhama says talis kfula chayevis. Rav Shimon poiter. So this interpretation of poiter means he parters from doing it the way the Mechaber says, and you shouldn't do it that way, but you should put it b'arba kanafel hapshutim. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. There's one case where it's taka totally poiter. If he folded it over, it's not usable the way it is unfolded. That's one pshat in the Gemara, that Rav Shimon Poiter means totally Poiter, because it's this case where it's not really wearable, as is, the Ein Shem Beged Olav. It's only one shot in the Gemara. So if you have such a case where a beged is too can't be worn as is, and you fold it over, the yatal by tzitzis beknofos hapshutim below yivorech, but you don't make a bracha. Okay, because it might be potter totally. So this below yivorech makes a lot of sense because it might be potter totally. Okay, so again, so the Mechaber paskins that you don't put it as is because it's just going to unfold, it's not sewn or anything, and then nimsa hatzitzes be'emtziyusa. But rather, you put it b'arba knofel hapshutim. Okay, Elul Kain, unless tofra kula, unless he sewed it up totally, v'afilu me'ruach achas. So the poshut pshat in that, I am a bir halacha, he says. Why? Because the poshut pshat in that, there's three open sides now, right? You folded it over, so there's three sides that, so even if you only sewed it on one of the three, because it won't open up anymore, but pashtus. That's one pshat. But the Halacha has an arichus about what the Rambam's lashon. For the Rambam, it's mashma. You have to sew it up all around, all three sides, but you don't have to go. Afilu meruach achas means. I mean, the Gemara says if you sew it, then you indeed put the tzitzis in this new baguette that's been folded over, even if it's a poor sewing. It doesn't have to be like a professional sewing, that's the way it's going to be, like a tailor sews. It could be just, you know, that it's not readily going to open up again, that's all. So now there's different pshat than what that means. So some learn it means you only have to sew one out of the three. You don't have to sew up all three open sides. Another learns, Rashi learns it means, I don't know, like basting it's called, like not a real gishmak of sewing, you just sew enough to keep it closed. You know, a little in the middle, a little in the beginning, a little at the end. The Bir Halacha in his whole Arichos here learns that the Rambam learns, and we're going to have this in Hilchos Tefillin too, you don't have to go in and back. You can go in and then bring it around and then go in again and in and in. That's another way of sewing. It's just a shvacha sewing. It's all different pshat than a shvacha sewing. So that's the point, that if you do a shvacha sewing, then you can indeed put the tzitzis on the beged as is, because it's not going to open up. Hagov v'yesh omrim, and this is as if saying some paskim like the Tanakhama, the chayov v'nafilu below tfir, because that's the Tanakhama saying talis kfula chayevis, because that's how you're wearing it. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out lahatul b'kanfei hakfulos, as it is folded over, the chos manche he muchupelus v'lonis pashta shein talis aleha kamo shehi kfula. That's how he's wearing it. That's how he's using it. That's how it's mechuyev. The tov lasos lo tzitzis avlo levarich aleha. So that's like strange, because according to the if you take the shittas on the chaver, so you're supposed to put the tzitzis on the four corners when it's opened up, and according to this Ramah, you're supposed to put it on the four corners as it's folded. So this is not an eitzah in the fight between the mechaber and the Ramah. If you had a shita that it's totally potur, which there is such a sheet in the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah one case where it's totally potur, where it's too big to wear and you have to fold it over in order to wear it. So that is totally potur if you didn't sew it up, so it's not really a usable begging. But there is a man the Yomer, there are Rishonim in the Gemara that learn that it's potur. Folded over talus, that it's not. It's if we didn't sew it up, so it's always potter. So then you talk about make tzitzis, but don't make a bracha. But in the argument between the mechaber and the Ramah, the first the mechaber who says you have to put it on these four, and then this Ramah that brings down the sheet, you have to put it on these four. So what's the like? What do you mean make tzitzis and don't make a bracha? Like Tomu Kol Achron in the Mishnah Berurah says Matikim b'meshalo yivarech. You have to put it on the four corners when it's opened up. It's four-cornered beged. It doesn't have tzitzis in the proper place. And you can't put it in all six places, because be a question of baltoisif. Umaski ladina, therefore, this terutim, I mean, we won't go through the terutim, it's a we'll leave it shver. It's too. You have to go through the rishonim and umaske the dina diyzer lechatchila shlo lasos talis kful a klal. So don't do that. Sew it up. Elam came tofra. Vafilu betfiras v'chavos, which is really Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is vafilu besichi, something like that. So he learns vafilu meruach achas the mechaber. Mishnah Berurah now is bringing down Rashi's pshat. In Menachos, Vafilu b'tchivas v'chobos, basting, I think it's called. It's such a word, I don't know what it means. The chivin shetfora, al kaponim shuvein asuya lihiposhe. For us, bein betalos merubaz, meaning squared, bein betalos shayshu m'tchila v'chiyas v'midai, yatol tzitzis b'kfulim v'yivorek. If you sewed it up, there's no problem. You put on the tzitzis as is, as it's folded. Okay. Now we go on to the second half of Sivvav. Again, a complex sugyum. And Hitel Tzitzis al Tzitzis. You put on a second. You put in tzitzis, there's already tzitzis in the bag, and you're putting in a second tier. So now, in the Gemara, there's two ways to do that. There's a concept of you being Moseth. You want to put in a second tier. Okay. Then there's a concept in the Gemara that you're being Mavatel the first tier. That's a very difficult concept, really. What do you mean you're being Mavatel it? Like, what does it mean? But if you think about it, it really has to do with the larger picture of what tzitzis are. And if you learn your vomis, you get really this clearer picture. You know, we think of it, you know, you got the beged, and you got to put in the strings, you know, and they're called tzitzis. The tzitzis is really a specific appendage or an added part to the beged. It's called tzitzis. That's, you know, we think of it as the mitzvah. But it's really saying, like, add some chutin to the beged and tie it on, and it becomes part of the beged, and they are the tzitzis ha-beged. So, I don't know if you were bothered by the question, but I'm telling you the teretz. The concept of bittel is really possible. In other words, you're saying the second pier should be the tzitzis ha-beged, but if you just think of it, put on tzitzis. So what are you being mavatel? Like, what does it mean to be mavatel the first pair? What are you being mavatel? They're there. But you have to put on something that becomes the tzitzis habeged. So it is possible to have a concept of bittul where you're putting in now a second pair and you're saying, no, these should be the tzitzis habeged and I'm mavatel. It's like a kli. Like you find an owner of a kli could be mavatel it from being a kli. Right, I could say I'm not going to use it the way it is. Chometz, bittul chometz. You know, you mevatel it; it loses the Torah's chometz. If you don't learn like Tosfos, that bittul is hefker. But you learn like the other Rishonim, Rashi and the Ramban, especially in Psachim. You can go over to a piece of bread, and you're mevatel it. You're saying, ah, it's worthless to me, and it's not bread anymore. It's not food anymore. It's not bread. It becomes kafra diara. There's such a power an owner has in Chaloisim to be mevatel the essence of what the thing is, and you find that by Dinei Tumah v'Tahara also. Al Kaponim, you mevatel the first pair of tzitzis. You're saying that's not the tzitzis habeged anymore. No, I don't think so. It sounds like you're undoing. First of all, you can't undo a lishma. This is how I learn. You learn the sugya menachas. It's a shvera sugya. That's enough now. I don't see it. Okay. So now. So the Gemara talks about being Mosif, and now there's a problem of Baltosif, and the Tzitzis Apostle, and being Mavatil. And then you always have to be concerned about Tasev Lomana Oswin. That if the Tzitzis Apostle, and you make them kosher without actually putting in the Tzitzis, you just transform it into being kosher, you have a problem of Tasev Lomana Osli. Like by Sukkah, like we spoke out yesterday in a different case. So now, there's a whole Shakla Bataria in the Gemara under which circumstances the different dinam apply, and we're just learning the Psak Halacha. The Mechaber holds Hitel Tzitzis al Tzitzis, if you put in a second pair of Tzitzis, in this Kavin Levatel Harishona. So then there's really no problem. But you can't have two pairs of tzitzis. Maybe it's midrabbanan, even it's not so clear. Like the tzura of tzitzis, even if you're not over Baal Tosef, because you're meant to be mevatel to be shayna, but certainly the tzura of the tzitzis can't be with two pairs. It's only one pair. So chotech harishona ukshera, and it's kosher, because it's not tasev lomana osui, because as you put in the second pair, they were really bad some kosher, because you were mevatel to be shayna. What?
When you cut the first pair before, or
after you put in the second pair, you can cut out the first pair.
So there's a period of time, but there's two.
the period of time when it's two, but it's not the etzim possible. That's why it's not tassim alom and osi. It's just that you can't have tzitzis this way, so it's a lesser degree. It's not really a psul. It's just maybe it's even midrabbanan. Rabbanan said you should get rid of the first pia, so you get rid of the first pia. But the in the skavin lahosif, so then at the time you put in two, it's possible. So avol bishachatach achus mishtayin, it's psula because of tassim alom and osi. Okay. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah at this point on the Mechaber. Chotech HaRishona Efshed the Dafka Nokat Avalam Chotech HaShnios Posel Kivin the Kvar Bittel HaRishonos. In other words, the Bittel of the Rishonos, the Mishnah Berurah is Mitzadeh to say, is a very real Chalois. That's Chal. So once you Mavadol the Rishonos, the Takabotel. And now if you got rid of the second pair, you have nothing. Because the first pair that's laying there, well, you will mabatel them. So they're no good. So you have to get rid of the second of the first pair, and then your second pair is kosher. So that's the Mechaber Shita, based on one way of learning up the Sugyan Menachas. Hagah, there are more paskins differently, based on Rashi's Shita, as it is, learning up the Sugyan Menachas. The Yesh Machshir B'chol Inyan, that it doesn't matter. You push it out a different way of learning the sugya. Hainu bein shenuskav levatel or neskavin lahosif, ubein shechatach harishonos or hashnios. It's really very, very complex how Rashi learns in the sugya. He holds that it's called tase when you take away the first pier, or maybe there's no, that's by mosif, and there's no concept of bittul. So the yesh machshir b'chol inyan, as long as you get rid of one of the two pier. The chen ikr, and that's Lemaisa how we paskin. That's the Ramos Machria. V'chein Iker, v'chein Posku hu Achronim. Like that Mahalach in the Sugya, like that Psak of the Ramah. But the Kodim Shechotach Rishonos Posul B'Cholinyan. But you have to get rid. Well, so now the Mishnah Berurah says Nokar Rishonos. The Koy Al Mashakotav Al Shulchan Aruch is really going back on the Mechaber. That mitchilo chotech harishonos, that the mechaber said if the skavim levatel, so you get rid of the first one and it's kosher. Well, is that kosher? Then now this is like an explanation of that which we spoke out already. The kotom shechotech harishonos, it's possible. I will bemis laharosh nepasgin and kavose that it's always kosher as long as you get rid of one. Benchin is skavim lahosif. Ancient is Kavan Levatel, that you don't have the problem of Bittel, you don't have the problem of Tassav Alomana Osui. Koshkein dem Chotach Hashni is kosher, because the first ones were always kosher. They were made Bekashras. So you have less of a problem if you just get rid of the second one, which is causing the problem. In other words, according to the Ramah, the way we paskin, the only problem is when you're sitting with the two pairs of tzitzis. But the auxiliary, but the other problems of tasav alomina osui, or the bittul that you actually were mevatel the first one, really are not problems. And again, it's really very complex. It has to do with the way Rashi learns up in the sugya, because there's a three-way machlekes in the Gemara. I'm sorry to, like, you know, if we had time, because there's a Rav Zeira in the Gemara, and a Rav Papa, and a Rava. And they have a dialogue, the three of them. So the way Rashi learns, so if you're paskin like Rava, it comes out there's never a problem. That's the best I can do. You know, what can I do? The halacha is there's no problem of Baltoisiv. There's a problem of Baltoisiv, but there's no problem of Tasav Lomana Asui, and there's no problem of Bittul. The only thing you can't have is two pairs of tzitzis. That you can't have. You got to get rid of one. But it doesn't matter which one, and it doesn't matter how you put in the second pair. That's how we pass it. Well, it could be nagei us. It could be nagei us if you right. If you want to get rid of afraid tzitzis, and you put in a second pair. So this is the plot that it doesn't matter. You can put in the second pair and then get rid of the first pair, and there's no problem of tasav alomana osui, and there's no problem of bittul. That's how we paskin. Yeah. We'll be learning those things. If you take something that's betzem not a, we'll be learning about a blanket. Let's wait till we get to it. There's a sif about blankets. Yeah, but if a blanket is potur betzem, then you don't make it into a beged by putting it on. The problem would be, what? But those are made as begod. When you say the word blanket, if a blanket's potur, when you use it as a blanket, it means it's not a beged. So that's for sure not mechuyev. The question would be, right, so if a blanket's potur, in other words, the fact that you happen to take it and cover yourself with it, it's still not a beged. But if a blanket is a beged, but let's say we're mekel not to put on tzitzis on the blanket, not, it's not a beged, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say it that way. But if a blanket is mechuyev and tzitzis, because even if it is just ha'alo'o, not levisha, it's also mechuyev and tzitzis, which is a tzad, that's what we'll be learning. Except it's maybe ksus laila, because you use the blanket basically at night, then you could have a problem, according to the shittas, that if you use a ksus laila b'yom, you're mechuyev. Okay, let's learn the next sif. Malbushim, saying psuchim and atzdodin lamata. Now, do you have the corners created because of a slit? It's open, like in this picture, it's open in the bottom. So you, there's a corner there. Where's that picture? Here we are. See, it's mamish open in the bottom, and you have like a corner on this side and a corner on that side. But as you go up the beged, it closes. See, it's open. We have our tzitzis, no problem. It's kulo pasuach. We have a four-cornered blanket. Here, you have like a nitzit, an undershirt, right? And it's open here. So here's your corners. Except then it's closed. That's the case. It's open part of the way, and it's closed part of the way. So malbushim shem psuchim. So really, all right, well, let's learn the halacha first. Malbushim shem psuchim and atzdodim lamato. So Imrubo saw some potur. The truth is, it's not so clear why. Not so clear why. Why should it be potur? It has four kanfas. It's not so clear why. Maybe because of Rubo Kakulo. So it's like it's all sosum. So it's like the corner's not really there. I mean, it doesn't say in the Torah it has to be. It's a corner. How do you have to say because of Rubo Kakulo? The Imrubo Pasuach Chayav, Vim Chetzio Sosa, Vim Chetzio Pasuach. Guess what? Matil and also the Chumra, the Chayav Betzitzis, but you don't make a bracha. Then Yotzim Bo Beshabbis, this is really a big Kiddush. And Yotzim Bo Beshabbis, because if a beggar's not Mechuyev and Tzitzis, and you just have Tzitzis there, so it's like you're carrying the Tzitzis. But now the truth is that it's really shver, because in our case you're putting on the tzitzis l'chumra, and really you're mechuyev to put it on l'chumra. If you want to wear a beged, you have to put on the tzitzis. If you're putting it on l'chumra, so the beged requires tzitzis l'chumra. So really, if you would have attended the Shmaitza Shiurim, when we learned Shmaitza Thursday nights, so you would be acquainted with such shilas. On one hand, you're only putting on the tzitzis misafek, but you're mechuyev to put it in misafek. So the mechaber holds you will on the tzad that it's potur, so you're carrying the tzitzis, so you can't walk outside with it on Shabbos. But the achronim say that once you have to put on the tzitzis, so the tzitzis is part of the beged, because the beged requires the tzitzis, albeit misafek. But lemaisa, bottom line, it requires it. So now it's vaday not carrying, because it requires it misafek. So that's right. That's the achronim's kasha on the mechaber. But safek carrying on the tzad that it's potter, it's carrying. Tzitzis are called carrying if the beged's potter from tzitzis. It's not decorative. It doesn't look nice. You don't have it as a noy beged. So you're carrying these chutim. The chutim you're carrying. What? It's an unnecessary appendage. It's called carrying. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. im rubo sasum potter afilo meish ba mi ta pasuach shir talis him because rubo kakulo the most about sitzes nach gekach posach rubo you guessed it sulu mishum tazav lo mana also because the yel besefei the sarach lahatir we have to undo the sitzes the locks are ulu kosher but if rubo pasuach chayav now I have to admit I don't really understand what the Mishnah Berurah now says. You'll help me out. You'll look at the picture. Hainu dafka rov mikol habeged. The lokum oshelsen achayot in talus kotom. The tailors make the following type of beged. Shetofren osu minatzdodim. They sew up the sides. Umanichem bo neked. They leave a hole for the hands. Shemachrizim bo hayadayim. The tofren lamato mianekev. And then they sew under the nekev. But then they leave rov pasuach, but umodidin, but when they measure rov, so they only measure from under the space for the hands. In other words, here's the picture. So let's say, what does he have it here? Here. So if they make a space for the hands, so they measure only from under there, and they say, okay, it's rov pasuach. But where you put your hands is called sosul. That's not called pasuach. That's how the beged's made, and you put your hands through there. So that's not. If you need pasuach to be called a corner, so you can't count where you put your hands as pasuach. You have to count it as sosul because that's how the beged's made. That's part of the beged. The zetos gomur ki oslo nikar bazdalat kanfos the korav adover shemavorek mavorek labatola. If it's no better, the hole of the hands, they stam started measuring underneath that hole. That's stam wrong. But the Mishnah Berurah is adding, not only do you have to measure also what's on top of the hole for your hands, but the hole is called sasul. That's what I was speaking out. Because that's not an open part of the beged. That's the beged where you put your hands. So that's called a closed part of the beged, and that's not nichlal in being pasuach, and therefore it doesn't count in the measurement. Okay. Because it's only a suffix. The Shabbos, the Shema Potter. Tzitzis Avi Kamasli. Tzitzis is called carrying. They know it's a Sofik Drabonah Lechatchila. You don't Lechatchila create a situation of Sofik Drabonah Lekula. The Rabbi Mano Achorna Maskim and Ma'olas Tomid. The Mekil Bezer. And the reason being, because Lemaisa, you can't call the Tzitzis something you're carrying, because the Maisa, the Beged, requires the Tzitzis, even though it's only Machma Safek. So the Mechaba looks at it, it's Mechaba the Tzitzis Machma Safek, but it's Safek carrying. And the Olas Tomid that the Mishnah brings down says, no, it's not called carrying, because the Beged requires the Tzitzis. Okay.